You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so I want to go to the next pick, the third rounder, 75th overall. Yeah. Local guy, Hinsdale Central. Kieran Amagaji. He's a left tackle from Yale, the first Yalie, I think, that was selected, or the highest Yale player selected since the 1982 draft when the Dallas Cowboys selected Jeff Rohrer in the second round. How is that for Yale trivia? But the Bears, instead of going to Wisconsin, Notre Dame, or Ohio State for their offensive lineman, hit the Ivy League. What do you think about Amagaji, and is he a project? Is he a day one competitor for a starting job? What do you think?
He's a local kid too, Hinsdale Central. Ryan Poles has obviously shown the affinity for going out and getting these guys, Komet, Sanborn, T.J. Edwards among them, where you have that local juice in these guys. And it was cool to see Karan react in his own way on Friday night. Lifelong Bears fan. I know people on social media have dug up frustrated Bears fan tweets that he put out during some of their lower points, just to show how much he bleeds the orange and blue. But for him to have that moment, and then we were able to ask him, you know, as a lifelong Bears fan, obviously this is a big moment for you, but as you're watching the draft Thursday night, how are you reacting to the Bears getting Caleb Williams and Roman Dunsay? And he's like, man, like, how could you not be excited about something like that? Now he gets to be their teammates. Clearly very, again, another guy that's pretty gregarious. Matt Eberflus relayed the story in greater detail on Saturday that it was at Kemper Lakes that Karan first approached him and said, hey, I'm, you know, you're going to draft me soon. And it's kind of like, okay, yeah, we'll get around to it. The Bears obviously see something here. As Friday night progressed, I got the sense that the 2024 vision is that he can be their swing tackle. Braxton Jones will start on the left, Darnell Wright on the right. And then ultimately they see they're not going to put a ceiling on how fast he emerges, but they do see left tackle starter potential in – you pronounce it for me again.
Karan Amagaji.
So they see that starter potential, and they see some things there that they can work with. He'll get together with Chris Morgan, and they'll try to unlock those things as fast as possible, and they'll increase the competition over there. It'll make Braxton Jones a little bit more motivated to make sure that he is holding down that starting job, and if, knock on wood, someone happens to get injured, then you've got a guy that can fill in on either side.
He's quality depth. You can count on attrition, and he gives you options. Maybe he moves inside at 6'5", 326. At one time, he'll become a guard. But Tevin Jenkins has not been as durable as you'd like. Nate Davis, you don't know quite what you're having to get out of him next season. So it does give you some options. It also addresses a need. And the only person in jeopardy is not so much Braxton Jones next year. Maybe Larry Borum.
Yeah,
that would be a situation. We'll see what happens with that. All right, Dan, so you mentioned Torrey Taylor. I look at it as the Bears maybe took a little bit of a risk here. People didn't like it. I came around to the idea. I like to have fun with the idea that kickers aren't necessarily people too. He's a punter. I respect the – you know, when I played at Ball State, I always remember this. My head coach was Paul Schudel, and he was a Bo Schembechler assistant for a lot of years, and he used to consider the punt one of the most important plays in football. And I've always respected it because he respected it, but it really can be a weapon. And if you have a punter like Torrey Taylor, who got a lot of usage at Iowa, I think that I get the rationale. You're a defensive first football team still, even though you're responding to being a modern day offensive passing game or becoming one. I didn't mind it. I didn't hate it, and I thought I might. But, no, Torrey Taylor makes some sense for the Bears at 122.
First year that I covered the draft for the Bears, they took mega punt, Pat O'Donnell, in round six. He lasted for a little while. It's the first punter they've drafted since then. Brad Biggs actually asked a nice little footnote question Saturday afternoon about a guy who comes from Australia and hasn't played a lot of, you know, American football. He said, how good is he as a holder? And got a positive response from the area scout who worked with Torrey Taylor and helped the Bears with the evaluation process there, and said he's pretty good. He's pretty good as a holder. So he's going to fit in there. Apologies to Trenton Gill. It seems like that competition will lead him out the door probably sooner than he expected here in Chicago. Look, like there are highlights of Torrey Taylor. It's hard to get juiced up by punter highlights, but there are highlights out there that show you an ability to put the ball inside the five to really boom some punts. And so certainly during the slow days of training camp, we're going to have some Torrey Taylor watch moments.
I love the way he says go Bears with that Australian accent. So we haven't heard that before. So that'd be a good one. And then in the fifth round, the Bears go back in. They see an opportunity. It should be noted that they were about to perhaps go to an edge rusher, I believe, before they drafted Amagaji in the third round. Weren't they tempted with the pass rusher, Trice, I believe.
Braylon Trice from Washington.
So he was off the board. So they still had an edge rusher need. Ryan Poles gives up a future fourth to move back into the fifth and takes Austin Booker, who is he played in the 3-4, but he also has experience at defensive end in a 4-3. He's a pretty raw talent. He's got a lot of football ahead of him, and he seems more project than NFL ready. Dan, 21 years old, a lot of athleticism. What do you think?
You used the word raw. NFL talent evaluators have been using the word.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Raw, I asked Austin Booker, does he feel like that's a fair adjective? He said 100%. I'm raw. I've got a lot of growth to do. Still growing into his body, like you said, just turned 21 in December. It's an interesting pick for me because he hasn't played a lot of football. I think 18 games played on the college level. Spent two seasons at Minnesota, one as a redshirt, and then made the transfer over to Kansas. Had 8 sacks last year, 12 tackles for loss, and the Bears clearly are betting on some of the traits. Their area scout talked about John City, I think it was, that talked about the length that he has and just some of the prototypical athleticism to go along with that length, that they think that they can develop him. One guy that we haven't talked a lot about since January is Eric Washington, the defensive coordinator. He gets raves across the league for his ability to develop defensive linemen, to teach and mold and bring guys to new levels. Well, this is going to be part of his project, along with defensive line coach Travis Smith, to find a way to unlock Austin Booker to the levels that the Bears see him getting to. I think probably in year one, you'll be using him as a situational pass rusher, deploying him on special teams, and then hoping that he emerges sooner rather than later. But again, I think the rawness is something that you got to keep in the back of your head, because again, he hasn't played a lot of football, didn't test real well athletically at the combine, thought he did better on the on-field drills there. Bears didn't care. They saw some things on tape. They saw some traits. They saw some upside, and they said, let's go. Let's give up a future fourth-round pick to get this guy in our building now and start developing him. Why I say those 3 years are interesting is because he declared, you know, he hadn't played a lot of football. He still had 2 years of eligibility left and decided to enter the draft this year. I asked him about that, and he said it just felt like now was the time. And so he took that bet. He gambled on himself, and the Bears are going to gamble on him as well.
Reminds me of when they drafted Mark Anderson in the fifth round in 2006, my friend.
On the way to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, Super Bears. Look, everything is on the table right now. I'm not saying this is a Super Bowl contender, but when you talk about what happened over the weekend, five picks, and you look at each guy and they have a purpose. You can defend each pick. It wasn't a draft where they made you say, oh my gosh, what's he thinking? Maybe some people had that reaction to the punter, but it's defensible. Point is, the Bears end this weekend as we, you know, thought they might. I mean,
they're the talk of the NFL.
They really are. They have come a long way. It's a playoff contender. Caleb Williams is going to be the talk of the league. and it's a lot of fun.
Interesting nugget. I was over at a hotel shortly before the draft in Detroit on Thursday, and I ran into a league source, and he was talking about all the excitement that he could feel coming out of Chicago. This is the day after the big stadium presentation there. And he said, man, there's so much excitement. You can just feel all the attention that's on Chicago. And he said to me, when was the last time the Bears were on the Today Show? And I had to say, I don't know if that's the right question to ask, because we don't really want to go there. But point made, I get what you're trying to say, but we're not going to go back to Today Show appearances to gauge their relevance.